The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're going to go inside the Western Bulldogs camp now, where Drew Jones is standing with Bulldogs assistant coach and former St. Joey star, Ash Hansen.
Thanks very much, Kingy. Ash, thanks for your time in the lead-up to the game on K-Rock Footy. Disappointing last week after such a promising start to the season. What did you work on this week? What focus areas after the loss to the Suns?
Yeah, well, it was disappointing with, I suppose, the standard we'd set the first two rounds. Haven't had much of an opportunity to work on too much, being a five-day break, but this game couldn't come around quick enough, really, with the opportunity to make amends. We just identified our start last week. Just wasn't good enough. We gave up way too many goals. So we had some defensive structure breakdown, and then our conversion in front of goal for makeable set shots, shots on the run, and then our connections inside 50 let us down with opportunities that we created. So turned it around after quarter time, but then couldn't get the game back on our terms, really, in relation to our conversion and inside 50 efficiency, and then it came down in the last few minutes and couldn't get the job done. So, but being a short week, we moved on pretty quickly.
A big in tonight, Jason Johannesson. We know how influential he can be when he's up and going. He's fully over his ankle injury.
Yeah, the return to play guys have been fantastic in preparing him to come straight back into the AFL team. We know what he gives us with his flexibility to play all three lines, really. His ball use, his acceleration to break lines. He really supports our style of play. And we can't underestimate some of his defensive ability to close down the lead, slide support with his speed. So, integral member in our leadership group, so we welcome him back.
Ash, great to have you back on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ian Cohen, Cam Mooney, Heath Buck, Pete Ryan from The Age up in the K-Rock box. Big week for Aaron Norton, putting pen to paper on a deal, keeping him at the club until the end of 2024. I think with Tom Lynch, it's the longest deal in terms of time when it finishes in the competition. Is he one of those kids that will just be head down, backside up with that, or is it something that, you know, you need to just realign him and go, all right, that deal's done, let's move on?
No, he'll just get on with playing footy because he loves to do it, and he's got that innate competitive nature about him, which allows him to be really influential at both ends of the ground. I was pushing for a 10-year deal, but they only got five, so I was a bit flat. But no, he's a ripper in his second year.
Collingwood beat you by 35 points last year, but before that you'd won five in a row against the Maggies, including two or three here. Why? What was it about that era that you can bring in to this contest tonight that you seem to have the wood over them?
Oh, yeah, pardon the pun, the wood over him. I'm not sure, really. It's funny how historically you do line up better with some teams versus others. It might be where you play them. I think we play the MCG fairly well. The width of the ground, I think, supports our ball movement. And we can defend it pretty well with the way we do set up to defend. Every game is subtly so different in relation to the lineups that it's hard to mirror them up. But hopefully that continues tonight in relation to our winning record against them, because we're looking to bounce back pretty quickly.
Ash, Ian Cohen, good luck tonight. I hope it's all going well for you at the Dogs. What sort of emphasis do you put on experience? Collingwood have got four 200-game players, including Chris Mayne, who notches that tonight. You guys haven't. That high-end leadership and that experience just isn't there at the moment in the Dogs. We know, obviously, Liam Pickens retired as well. Yeah. But where do you rate that, and is that a factor tonight with your young Dogs as against the older Pies?
We don't see it. Hopefully we see it as a fearlessness going into this game, that our young guys are excited to play on the MCG on a Friday night. They get to bounce back really quickly after probably a lesson that their youth would have taught them last week, that you can't come to an AFL game underprepared and not ready to go full throttle from the first bounce, where Gold Coast caught us on the hop last week. So lesson learnt last week. Hopefully the fearlessness of our youth can really take the game up to Collingwood. That's what we've been preaching. Hasn't been spoken about. We're excited about the side we've got out there today.
Ash, Pete Ryan, good luck tonight.
Thanks,
Pete. How did you address that with the players, given, Gold Coast is probably a game that you're more than capable of winning, to move into this week?
The lessons were highlighted pretty quickly in the week, because you can't go past that, especially with a young group who are learning and being educated each week. They can take something from that, just like we taught the lesson the week before, that you're never out of the contest going into the last quarter against Hawthorn. So our young group's evolving each week. There'll be a lesson come out of tonight. Hopefully it's a really good one. But you do address it pretty quickly and then start focusing on our game style and what we can do this week to make sure we beat this opponent.
And Ash, you've been famous for having a pretty undersized defence. How do you manage someone such as Mason Cox tonight?
Well, obviously influence the entries and then make sure, you know, you get that early opponent control, their support from defenders around. Probably Zane Cordy, who's going to line up on him at certain times. So as long as that support's there, we're pressuring the entries. Obviously, when they've got that hell ball outside the arc, that's probably when he's going to be his most dangerous. But then we feel that we can potentially turn a disadvantage in our height into a weapon in our attack.
So you're saying Caleb Daniels not going to line up?
Well, geez, everybody jumped for that question, didn't they?
I can probably guarantee you that he probably will get there at some point to have to defend. And he's like a flea. He can jump three times his height, Caleb.
But last week he did get stranded, Ash. He got stranded on Gunston and Roughhead at one stage 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And sometimes that is a consequence of his running power, to be able to anticipate the turnover so quickly and cover ground that he ends up being there. Now, there's certain mechanisms that we've highlighted the backs that can control that and reduce the amount of times that happens. But sometimes when you turn the ball over so blatantly, you just can't defend those turnovers. And in those cases, it was probably our ball use that led to that, not necessarily our defensive structure.
For Prestige, JCO Australia's number one motorhome dealer. We're speaking with Bulldogs assistant coach Ash Hansen. Here's Cam Mooney on K-Rock Footy.
Evening, Ashley. How are you, sir?
Oh, great, Cameron. Lovely to hear you again.
Excellent. No, you too. Mate, last week you spoke about the kicks going inside 50. I know you said short week, you probably haven't been able to get there and practice it a lot, but you did kick it long, you kicked it high, you had intercept marks against you last week when you do have a small forward line. So I take it that is something you have spoken about as a group.
Yeah, certainly. We've identified that the Conga defence have some really strong aerial threats in relation to Moore and Howe in particular, and we know Ruffy's strong above his head too, so we've got to be pretty methodical with our ball use going forward. It's just on those hell balls, Moons, you know, in our defensive midfield, not blazing, trying to enter the 52 quickly on a hell ball. On fast play, on turnover, yeah, get into our one-on-ones. We saw against Hawthorn, we did that. We're able to have really good wins, like Dixon against Stratton and Gowers against Sicily, but there's a time and a place for that. So the evolution of this team is building their game sense, their game understanding to know when to go and when not to, when to build the ball, when to lower eyes and keep those players accountable.
Saw someone pretty special for you last week, young Bailey Smith. Tell us about him. He had a ripping game last week. Just looks built for AFL football as a kid.
Yeah, he's a great specimen of an athlete. Can run all day. Keeps his feet in the contest really well. His decision-making is an evolution, but certainly playing him in the midfield around the contest is where he's probably given us the most over the last 3 weeks. So we'll continue that growth with him. And he's obviously under a good teacher with Joel Corey, so hopefully he can bring the best out in him.
Sheath back here. Good luck this evening, mate. I was listening to another radio station on the way in the car, and James Sicily was saying that one of his toughest opponents over the last 12 months has been Billy Gowers. I'm not quite sure whether Billy would like to hear that pre-game, but what is it about Billy Gowers that makes him such a hard proposition for defenders?
He's got the Jordan Degoe build, really. He's got the power and speed off the mark. He's starting to build his timing into his leading. He's not having that anxiousness to get away from his opponent too early. And when you get your timing right and you couple that with the athleticism of his explosion, he can really trouble guys. He's getting into really dangerous positions more often, which is keeping his defender accountable. And then he's got a really good skill set where he can kick both feet of his body and kick a long ball. So he's dangerous anywhere in the arc between the goal line and 60. So we've been really happy with Billy's consistency and what he's doing up forward at the moment. And we're hoping that he continues that tonight because he's an important player for us.
Ash, is it Crozier to Degoe first up?
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
But we've got a few guys that can do that role, so
you might need a few.
Not Caledanula.
Yeah, it's certainly an exciting one.
Absolutely, can't wait for that. And you're keeping, as I said, former St Joseph star, 10 games, 44 goals back in 2014.
Oh, still, don't worry, and spoke about it every week at the Bulldogs when I was down there. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Couldn't get him over line for the flag that year, unfortunately.
You realise they've won 3 in 4 years since you left.
Yeah, I know.
But you set them up, mate.
Yeah, it's just all about building the culture and the standards of training down there and the game plan.
Richie Vandenberg of St Joey's.
It was more they started sharing the goals around and became unpredictable.
Yeah, we were multidimensional.
Hey, Ash, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up with you on K-Rock Footy. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Ash Hansen joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.